The following are comments from the December 10th, 2020 College Station City Council meeting, where the College Station City Council changed definitions that impact rental housing. Jade Broadnax of the city's planning department explained the amendment that removes language referring to blood relations and marriage and clarified specific familial types.
This is codifying a family plus three unrelated standard and maintaining a no more than four unrelated rule. With these changes, a family can have an unlimited number of people in it as long as they're related by the ways outlined in this text, and three others may also live in a single dwelling unit like a house, an apartment, or half of a duplex with the family.
Councilman Dennis Maloney says this makes sense because 70% of rental housing, which makes up 63% of College Station's housing stock, is owned by out-of-town interest.
The constant complaint we hear on council is that there's no affordable housing in College Station. This is exacerbated by the unrestricted proliferation of rental units in single-family residential neighborhoods. Until we provide the homeowners in every subdivision the option to use city-provided tools to protect their homes, family, and lifestyle from being overrun by investors, nothing will change in this city. I support allowing the majority of property owners in each subdivision the tools they need to protect their private property and the lifestyle that is under attack by those who value return on investment over lifestyle in those subdivisions.
The council adopted the changes on a 6-1 vote. Elizabeth Kuna voted no.
The definition of a family, I don't feel, is under the purview of the city government. I wish we were not defining a family. I wish we were not trying to govern who can and cannot live in a house that I own.
The changes were supported by the College Station Association of Neighborhoods and opposed by the Brazos Valley Home Builders Association. Bill Oliver, 1620-945-WTAW.